God bless you, Brother Melvin. As again, as I say to you each month, it is really, I look forward to being on a radio broadcast with you each month. And if I had the control, I'd be there every Sunday. But there are others who want to be on there and should be on there. So I'm thankful to be with you. And with that in mind, being that this is the Thanksgiving environment, Thanksgiving time as far as America is concerned, I want the Lord to bless me to speak to the hearts of everyone. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to be here today. And we thank you for the opportunity to say to each person who will listen to this broadcast that no matter what, we need to give praise and thanksgiving to you. Bless me now as I speak on behalf of the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to go to the book of Psalms and a very familiar scripture that the Lord has given us at Livingstone some years ago. The Lord spoke to me about putting together a statement that we should open our services with on every Sunday, which is kind of a preamble at our church. Psalms 34 and the first three verses. And then I want to go to also the book of Psalms, chapter 27 and verse 13 and 14. And then I'd like to close out with Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 through 8. And here we find in Psalm 34 that David really had gone through some issues, and now he is making some changes in his life and in his behavior and in his attitude. And I am glad to share this on this broadcast, the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, on KRAJ 100.9 FM here in the Antelope Valley. So hear us today. Listen what David said after he had made this decision. I will bless the Lord at all times. And we see a semicolon there. I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, when we look at that, you got to watch your mouth, because Satan does not intend for you to make a bold statement like that, because he intends to give you something to cause you to change your mind and cause you to not be able to bless the Lord when things are not just good. Now, one of the things that David is saying here, he says, now, it doesn't matter what happens in my life. I've changed my life, and I'm convicted that no matter what, I will give God praise no matter what. And listen how he says it. I will bless the Lord at all times, semicolon. And then here's how he said that. His praise, that is God's praise, shall continually be in my mouth. In other words, I'm going to say it this way. There were times early on in my life that I could stump my toe or bump my head on the door or get my finger caught inside of the door or something hurt me. And I had a different set of words that I would use. But how do you reach a point to where no matter what happens, you will be able to say, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, because it could have been worse. Now, listen what he says. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So how do you say that? I never will forget it. I was on my way, and I probably have shared this with you all a few times before, but me and my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter and my oldest daughter's two daughters, which were my granddaughters, were in the car with me, and we were driving back to Mississippi for a visit, and we were out, I think, probably somewhere in Arizona. It doesn't matter really, but we were in the area of Arkansas, and good clear highway, and my daughter and I were talking about something, so she looked way up her head and saw the storm clouds. She said, "Daddy, you might want to slow down." And I was rolling around 80 or so, and while I was going along, I said, "Don't worry about it, baby, I got this." And she said, "Well, it could rain way up ahead and the water be running across the freeway." And brothers and sisters, it wasn't too long that I hit the area and the car hydroplaned. I lost control of the car. It went off into the center area, bunch of grass and water flowing everywhere, and it slushed water all over the car. And finally, I just let the steering wheel go. And I made this statement, which I'd never made before. "Hey, kids, y'all hold on. Ain't nothing going to happen to us." Now, what is it that I'm really saying? I'm just basically saying what is already in my soul to say, that I don't have to worry. I don't have to pray. I ain't got time to give up a long prayer service. All I need to do is to give praise to God and turn the steering wheel over to him, and he will guide us. Well, now the devil said, "I'll show you." And the car went up on the opposite side of the road onto the oncoming traffic. And I just kept saying, "Ain't nothing going to happen to us." And he yanked the car back out of that, spun it around a couple of times back in that same little area where we were going, put the car up on the same side with which we were going, and on to the side off the road, and stopped the engine, and not one dent on our car. Nothing. And all we had to do is to sit there and just say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you've done." But now, that couldn't have happened had I not had continuous thanks in my heart, continuous praise in my heart, continuous thanksgiving in my heart, no matter what happened. So what I am saying to you all today is that you got to keep praise going in your mouth, and that is in your heart. And whatever comes out of your mouth, let it be with thanksgiving. That's verse 1. Verse 2 says this: "My soul." Now, the Bible, gives a long dissertation on the meaning of soul, and what we find out is the soul carries within it the mind, the will, and the emotion. So he says, "My soul shall make her boast." My soul shall make her boast. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble, those who are around me, whatever case they may be, shall hear thereof. And how are they going to hear it? They're going to hear it from me, and through hearing it from me, they're going to be glad too, even if they do not have the faith that I have. I was in a meeting today, and I won't give too much detail about it because I don't want anybody to feel bad, but I was in a meeting at the city of Lancaster today, and in with one guy who was not definitely a clear-cut believer. But he says, "Henry, because you believe, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do this project because you do." And you know what? Not that I'm all of that or in that good or in nothing else, but I'm just thankful that I was able to affect this individual's life in such a way that they were willing to go along with us, even though they were not believers as the Lord has blessed me to be. So my soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And that last verse, which says, now, and this is what David has said after he had gotten himself together and gone in another direction. His behavior, his attitude, his thought process, all have changed. And so I'm saying to you what he says in verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord, and let us exalt his name together. Brothers and sisters, I know that here in America, we have a certain season. We have a holiday we call Thanksgiving. And I don't have any problem with that. I'm glad about that. I'm glad that we have a legal holiday called Thanksgiving. But you and I, who have met God some time ago, or should have reached a point in our life that every day is Thanksgiving, no matter what. No matter what, that Thanksgiving ought to rise up in your soul when you think about the goodness of God and how difficult things could have been. Listen to what David said. Now, let me go to another scripture in the book of Psalms in chapter 27. David again. Listen to what he said. Now, he had gone through some stuff, gotten a little upset, and then he says in verse 11 of chapter 27, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me, this is David speaking, lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses has risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Now listen. I hope you're listening. Mm-hmm. Verse 13 and 14. Mm. And he said this, I would have given up unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I believe David is saying, and I'm saying to you, that we need to continue to raise our voices no matter what and give God praise even when things are not like we would have them to be. We still need to continue to give God the praise. And listen, further it goes on in verse 14, and he says, after he says he would have fainted, he would have quit, he said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Are you with me, you all? Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. In other words, continue to give him praise, continue to give worship him, no matter what things look like in your life. You have to remember that the devil intends to make you eat your words when you say, I will bless the Lord at all time. And my praise, his praise will continually be in my mouth. When you make a statement, a bold statement like that, the devil intends to make you eat your own words. But you got to continue to practice that. Instead of those words I used to use when I had a bummed up finger or stumped my toe on something or something goes bad, I had some crazy words that I would use. But the Lord brought me out of that, restored my soul. Oh, I feel this. I feel that this is not only a Thanksgiving season, but I just want to encourage every one of you that my life has changed, my language has changed, my behavior has changed, the way I see people who don't treat me right. I still am able to say, Lord, forgive them for what they do to me, because if they really knew me, they would not treat me this way. They would not put my name in the street in that way. Never will forget it when I was running for mayor. That was way back when I was on the city council. And there was a radio broadcast on, and I don't remember the title of the show, but they were on me for using God's name when I would be running for the city council and running for the mayor. This guy called me on his show, and he made a statement on his show. He had me on his show, and I didn't know he was going to go that way on me. He said, "Listen, Reverend Hearns," he said, "Reverend Hearns, do you know that God don't vote?" And you know, the Lord gave me a quick answer for him. I said, "Yes, sir, I do know he doesn't vote. But what I do know, he has some voters." You get that? So God can, he can make Pharaoh get him, drown himself in the midst of the sea, because God is in control no matter what.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm thankful for that. Let me take you to the last scripture that I have for you today, because I'm getting excited. I could go a little while. Come and go with me to the book of Philippians. Book of Philippians, chapter 4. And I'm just going to look at the last few verses. Let's start at verse 4. Verse 4. Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Now, this is Paul speaking, and I think he's speaking the same thing that David was speaking in Psalms 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. I think he's speaking the same as David was speaking in Psalms 27, verse 13. He said, "I almost gave up. I would have given up had I not known the goodness of God." I think that Paul is saying the same thing here. He said, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice." Now, verse 5. "Let your moderations be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Now watch. Now he's fixing to go somewhere with this. Go ahead, Paul, and go somewhere with it. And here's where he's fixing to go with it. In verse 6. "Be careful for nothing." In other words, don't doubt yourself on nothing. "Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, supplications, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God." Now, something's going to happen out of this. When we made our statement early on, "I will bless God no matter what." Now, verse 7, and I think this is where I really want to park for a while. Listen to what he said. He said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God." Verse 7, and here's what will happen. "And the peace of God." Good God Almighty. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter how far in the dumps you've gone, no matter who's gone out of your life, "and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." So I want to say to you today, don't forget not only to give thanksgiving in this Thanksgiving period, but give thanks at all times. But you got to start practicing. Father, I come to you right now, and I bless your name for the opportunity to have spoken these words from the book of Psalms and from the book of Philippians. And God, I pray that your words will penetrate the hearts of those who heard this word today, which you, like you have penetrated my heart as I have given this word, I thank you for it. Bless us now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I'd like to invite you to come by the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We have a wonderful worship service. Our pastor, Pastor Rodney Rivers, who is our senior pastor, and I think that you will enjoy stopping by and hearing what goes on. Wonderful music, and everything will bless your heart. We'll look forward to seeing you Sunday after Sunday, or just come by and check us out. God bless you. See you soon. Amen.